Texte numéro 71. Rescuing these Calais children is too little and for some too late. There can be no greater relief than that felt by the 10 children who are being pulled out of the rotting stench of the camp in Calais to join their families in the UK. For months now, pressure has been put on the British government to help these unaccompanied minors who have been living in squalor an hour away. They have risked death by getting on lorries to come here because their lives are hardly lives at all. It is small relief in the grand scheme of what needs to be done to help the immigration crisis, though. They will be taken to Croydon to register and see their families for the first time in churches. The church at least recognises our moral obligation to these people as the French and British government turn away. These children, who are mostly teenage boys, have been fast-tracked by the Home Office as having a right to stay in the UK. Fast-tracking is hardly the right phrase, as so many of these refugees have been festering in squalid conditions for months. Lily Allen burst into tears when she saw what was happening recently, not because she's a pop star, but because she is a human being. To see other human beings live like this is partly shocking, because this humanitarian crisis is unrecognised by the UN, and one of the most frightening things about the camps is their lack of structure. There is a desperate lawlessness, with no protection for women or children and unaccompanied minors. There is simply a patchwork of different voluntary groups doing whatever they can for traumatised, ill and depressed people. When I was there, I saw kids as young as 10, totally alone, with men who claimed to be their protectors lurking in the background. This fast-tracking, because the camp is to be torn down very soon, did not come fast enough for many. Volunteers have estimated that there are about 400 unaccompanied minors in Calais. Some have disappeared and others are dead. In March, when the south section of the camp was demolished, 129 children went missing. What will happen when the whole camp goes? Officials talk of dispersal, as if they are clearing vermin. A fortune is being spent on a wall. It is as though nothing has been learned. Sungat was closed in 2002 following pressure from the British Minister of Education. Nicolas Sarkozy had promised that there would be no more migrants. Those people relocated to the woods or started sleeping on the streets. And here we are again, but in even greater numbers. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2016.